joining us here on site right now. Joining us here is Cynthia Collin of Brockton, who has dealt with pancreatic cancer, and Dr. Ben Schlechter, gastrointestinal oncologist at Dana-Farber. Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
Cynthia, tell us about your story.
So about 5 years ago, July, right after the 4th of July, I got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and initially going to the doctor several times, not being able to address what was going on, but knowing me, I knew something was wrong with my body. So I was persistent in going back for care. Eventually, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and I've had two surgeries since then, and Dr. Schlechter has been with me the whole time.
So you knew something was wrong, but what was it? What were some of the symptoms that led you to go to the doctors?
So I was having weight loss, unusual diarrhea, stomach cramps, I was relatively healthy, so this was not normal for me, and that's basically what I said to my doctor.
Now, Dr. Schlechter, I have always heard, and I think for a lot of people, and especially for us being exposed to the Jimmy Fund and the radio telethon, we always hear bad stuff about pancreatic cancer, that it is the worst of the worst. Can you kind of give us a little background in terms of where we are in trying to fight this particular cancer?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've come a long way. So when Cynthia was diagnosed, for example, we were on the edge of new treatments that improved outcomes for patients who had surgery. And actually, the treatment we gave you at the time had not yet quite been proven, but with time, it was borne out as a successful treatment for pancreatic cancer. We've made major innovations over the past 10 years, but it still remains a cancer that we have a lot of work to do. It's important work, and I think the fact that pancreatic cancer has that reputation is actually why it's so important and why we need to focus on it, because it's kind of earned it. It's a tough one, but I think we're beginning to enter a better era, but we have a ways to go.
So, Cynthia, you're a mom. You have two small kids when you're first diagnosed. How do you go about balancing getting your treatment, being a mom still, and sort of communicating with your kids?
I had a wonderful support system behind me. I had my family, my sister, my husband. And it was a tough conversation to have with two young ones who don't really quite understand. I did tell them to stay away from Google, but we talked about it, that I'll be going in for treatments, and you know, the goal is to cure me, they're great.
Yeah.
Doctor, why is this particular cancer so tough to treat? Why has it earned that reputation?
So first of all, there's an anatomy issue. The pancreas is just not in a good spot to get it out. It rests between really important blood vessels, and it can be nearly impossible to get it off those blood vessels. You can't cut through those things, and so that makes it inoperable, even when it's small. It also spreads just a lot earlier than other cancers. A teeny little tumor the size of a blueberry in a pancreatic cancer can spread, and other tumors are bigger when they do that. So there's an anatomic issue, just hard to get it out of someone, and surgery is the only way to cure someone. And then chemotherapy is getting better, but as I said, we're just beginning to make major innovations over the past like 10, 15 years, whereas other cancers are decades ahead of that. And also, chemo doesn't always get into the right places. Blood flow in cancer isn't always the same as in normal tissue. The infiltration of the immune system is not the same in cancer as in normal tissue. And those are some of the barriers the cancer itself creates. And so we're trying to drug the way out of that. If we could fix those barriers, good chemo can get in and do a better job. We don't necessarily need new chemo. We need better ways to get it there.
Rich and I have talked about this. Almost every doctor, almost every patient, we said they put me in a trial and it worked. With pancreatic cancer, though, because of the mortality rate, has it helped in terms of trials? Does it hurt in terms of trials? Is there any correlation there at all in terms of trying to get the big breakthrough?
Yeah, I mean, trials are critical for the breakthrough. So if we look back not too long ago, even to the early 2010s, we only had one approved drug in pancreatic cancer, which improved survival by like 12 days. Okay, so we're not talking major changes.
Man,
in
that
outcomes.
Is yeah. sobering. Holy
I mean, that's
cow.
An average, right?
Of course.
People did well, people didn't, but that's an average. An average is hard, right? We had in 2012 and 2013 two major innovations with improvements in chemotherapy that dramatically improved survival. And we can routinely think in advanced disease about people living a good long while, and long enough to get on clinical trials, to get new innovations. We're learning more about the different genetic subtypes and the different genes that make your cancer different from you and make your cancer different from the next person's cancer, to try and capitalize on those differences. And we have to individualize. If you have this type of pancreatic cancer, we go down one route, and this way we go another route. We're getting better at surgery, we're getting better at radiation, we're getting better at chemo. You made a big difference in the past 15 years compared to 12 days.
Yeah.
But we still have ways to go.
And Cynthia, what was your mindset like throughout this? Were you able to stay positive? I know that could be extremely difficult with what you were up against.
I was in shock. I don't have a history of cancer at the time. Did not have a history of cancer in the family. So staying positive was key for me, and my faith. Both of those things really helped.
Yeah.
How was it for you walking through the doors of Dana-Farber? Just kind of sort of take us through that part of it. Because we've heard a lot of patients talk about, boy, I was worried when I got there. And then the rest of their story kind of begins. What was that like for you?
Going to Dana-Farber has always been welcoming, from the people in the lab to the nurses that I've worked with. So I've had a really great experience with everyone, and everything's so organized, which I really love. It's been great.
And Doctor, how important is it, the early detection, and for people to not ignore maybe the weight loss or some of the other symptoms that she had?
Yeah, early detection is critical, obviously. We're still working on tests for pancreatic cancer. We're trying to come up with blood tests and new scans. Obviously, if it runs in your family, you should seek out a specialty center and try and get an early detection clinical trials. But also, you know, trust yourself. If you feel sick, it's important to say something. You know, you were in your 30s.
Yeah.
How many people in their 30s think they have pancreatic cancer? But you knew something was wrong, and you were insightful and intuitive, and it took some doctors also to just kind of do the test and just doctor the problem.
Doc, for those who might be listening to this and going, I wonder if this is me. What are some of the signs? What would people be feeling if they might have a problem or need to get checked?
Yeah, so things to know about pancreatic cancer. Diabetes is really common, right? We know that something like 1 in 3 adults are going to have diabetes. Diabetes usually comes with weight gain. So people who are losing weight and have new diabetes, that can be a sign of pancreatic cancer because it's actually the pancreas dropping off. And so you're getting sicker and losing your weight as a consequence of the cancer, and you're getting the diabetes as your pancreas is injured. And so weight loss and diabetes is one of those like weird things that you should worry about. Pain that doesn't get better. Pain that's worse when you rest as opposed to pain that gets better when you rest. Weight loss that you can't explain. If you're not trying to lose weight and you're losing weight, that's a problem, and you should see a doctor for it.
Cynthia, how are you just in terms of your health, where you are right now? What is your maintenance program, things like that?
Right now, I'm in remission. I go every 3 months to get checked, and I just take my medications as prescribed as a result of having surgery. I'm now a diabetic, so something new to learn, but I'm doing good.
How's that affected you?
That was an adjustment. I love carbs, so that was certainly an adjustment. But overall, it's been fine. I have a good team that's helping me learn what I need to do and giving me the newest innovations. So it's been good.
How are your kids doing through all this?
Yeah.
Oh, they're good. Oh, they're now like... If I'm beeping, mommy, you know, your thing is high.
Yep.
So
they're
on me.
Yeah,
so they're at the age now to where they can actually help you.
Exactly.
Or stay on you, one of the two, right?
Stay on me.
There you go. 14 and 11, right?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Doc, what is the hope for pancreatic cancer? I know that we'll have some doctors will say, boy, it feels like we're this close to a breakthrough, or this trial did this, or this did that. Sort of where are we in the medical world on this? Again, because when people hear pancreatic cancer, you automatically go to, oh, boy, that's the worst kind.
Yeah, so the majority of people with pancreatic cancer have advanced pancreatic cancer, not early stage. And the hope is that we can, in advanced disease, find better ways to use newer techniques. For example, immune therapy doesn't work in pancreatic cancer, and we're trying to design new immune therapies that actually use engineered cells to get in there and use your own cells to attack your cancer in a way independent of chemotherapy. The other great hope is early detection and getting surgery in people earlier, better surgery, trying to figure out the role of radiation. So for advanced disease, I think the future is getting immune cells in there to do the job, And for early stage disease, it's early detection and earlier surgery, better surgery.
Well, thank you both for not only educating us, Dr. Schlechter, but also Cynthia Collins for talking about your story as well. We appreciate you both. Thank you.